You're listening to Trip 360 on Mousecapades Radio, sharing your magical moments and spreading pixie dust around the world. The following is an original production of the Mousecapades Radio Network.
Now, from the Mousecapades Studios, here are your hosts.
Happy Friday, Mousecapades listeners. This is Vicki, and I'm here with Rebecca. We hope that you're all staying safe, happy, and healthy. This is episode 909, and you're listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast.
Just a reminder that I am a travel agent as well as Vicki, and if you are looking to book a trip, we would love to help you. Just text Vicki or me, Rebecca, at 636-373-4497, and we will be happy to get with you to design a magical vacation. A small refundable deposit of $200 will hold your resort and ticket package, so contact us today.
Well, I want to welcome Katie also to the show. She is Rebecca's daughter. Hi, Miss Katie.
Hello.
And they were lucky enough to recently go to Disney World, and I'm excited. I'm sure you've heard, I think we put this on the podcast when Rebecca was on there the last time. She was taking her mom for her mom's very first Disney trip. So cool. I'm excited to hear about all your adventures. I will let you guys do most of the talking, but I will ask questions if I think of some that you haven't answered.
All right.
So first of all, it was just a very cool girls trip. It was something we had never done. My mom, Dana, has never been to anything close to Disney. I mean, she's been to Six Flags, but in my opinion, that doesn't even compare. She had never done anything like this. She was so funny and she was so cute. When we get to Epcot, I have to tell you about her sitting with Ratatouille on her shoulder. That was the funniest thing ever. I'm going to let Katie tell you about the first night when we got there. It was pouring.
All right. It was pouring. And for my first time ever in Florida, it was cold. So I wasn't prepared for that, but it ended up being fine. We ended up going and getting Dole Whips at the Polynesian Resort, which was fun and always a good memory from my childhood. And we went and ate with Mickey, Minnie, Donald, and Pluto and Goofy. And that was super fun. Once again, it's been a while since I've been to Disney World. And I have to say, I think this was my favorite trip so far.
So was that Chef Mickey's that you guys went to that first night, Katie?
Yes.
Okay.
Something that I really noticed that I enjoyed about Chef Mickey's this time, I feel like the last time I was at Chef Mickey's when Katie was probably, 11 or 12, maybe, it was very crowded and it felt very like you felt like you couldn't get up with the characters because the things were so close together. And I think a good thing that came out of COVID is I think they kind of spread the tables out because we felt like we had way more room to get up and stand with the characters. The characters, of course, like always, were very animated and coming around. And one of the really neat things was our waiter was amazing that night. I mean, like, I don't even think that our glasses, I don't even think we could take a drink without him being there, pouring more into it. He was asking my mom a lot of questions because we had her first visit button on, and we missed Minnie.
Oh.
When we were up at the buffet, we missed Minnie. And he was so nice. He went and got Minnie and she came back out and did a very special little thing with us. There was also a family a couple of tables down and they were doing their baby reveal.
Oh, cool.
And they had this box and it said, is it Minnie or is it Mickey? And as Mickey was heading to their table, their little girl opened the box and pulled out a Minnie Mouse and started just jumping up and down because she was having a sister.
Aww.
Yes. That was adorable. I have to admit.
So what does your mom think of all that? Because that was one of my mom's favorite parts. She likes lots of things, but yeah.
She really, really liked it. I think she was a little kind of in culture shock at first. She was like, this is a lot, you know, this is different. But she really, really got into meeting the characters. That was one of the things she told us before we went. And Katie and I were super surprised. Meemaw wanted to meet all the characters.
Well, that's cool.
But she wanted that. She wanted to meet the characters, and it was, she really liked it. But I do think she was a little overwhelmed that very first night.
So can you talk a little bit, I mean, really quickly, I don't want to spend the whole show on this, but the food, because I have not been there since it was still where they brought it to the table family style from after COVID.
So this time it was a buffet style, and I will have to say they had a little bit of everything there. I think that I ended up walking away with like four plates full, which is way more than I needed, but everything looked good and everything was good. So.
And what kinds of foods are on the bar? Because I just know what we had when it was served to me.
I know there was some Italian dishes, some pastas with sauce. They were cutting prime rib as well as turkey breast. They were carving it fresh.
I would say there was a little bit of like a southern section, if you will, like have mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, all of that fun stuff in it. There was also an awesome salad bar that we went to. Of course, they had their dessert side as well with ice cream, cupcakes, all of that fun stuff. But I would say that there was just a little bit of everything.
So nice. So kind of like a Golden Corral, but on a higher scale.
Absolutely. Yes.
All right. So you guys, that was your first night. And then, and you guys were at which resort?
We stayed at Pop Century because I really thought that would be a really nice one for my mom. Because for those of you who don't know, Pop Century has, they have things from every century, every decade from the 50s up until the 90s. And they also, along the walking path, they have signs from each year that gives just kind of a highlight from each year. So one thing we thought was really neat was when we walked through, we got a picture of my mom at the year that she was born. We got a picture of my mom at the year she graduated from high school. We got a picture of her in 1964 because she remembers trying to sneak and watch the Beatles when they were on Ed Sullivan. And that was the sign.
That's hilarious.
I have to just point out a little bit. It was very cool for me to be able to walk around with her and her just tell me little tidbits about her childhood and everything. So that was just a fun part for me.
Yeah, because that'll be something that you can take with you when grandma has gone on to heaven and you can have that to share with your kids.
Absolutely.
The only thing that we found like disheartening, and it is certainly not Mickey's fault, but Katie was born in 2002 and the last sign was 1999. So we couldn't get Katie's picture with her sign. So then we went the other way and my mom was like, oh, we can look for the year that your dad was born. He was born in 1948. So again,
I thought our dads were the same age. Yeah, that's when my dad was born too.
We missed both.
That stinks.
It's okay.
Well, if they would have built across the bridge like they were supposed to, they would have had 2002 for Miss Katie.
Yes.
So sad.
Yes.
So then Monday was what for you guys?
Monday, we went to the Magic Kingdom, which is one of it is my favorite park. It always will be. I love walking in and seeing the castle first thing. And then we ate with Pooh and all of the Pooh Bear characters, which are some of my favorite characters in Disney, period. So that was always fun.
So we ate at Crystal Palace and it was neat because our reservations were at 8:30. So we got early admission into the park.
Nice.
So my mom's first walk down Main Street was not crowded at all. And she got to really take in all the things.
That's so cool.
And she made the comment, we were about halfway down Main Street, and she made the comment, this is what I expected Disney to look like.
Aw.
Yeah.
So did she cry or did you? Because I think I did.
I almost did, but I did not. And I don't think she did.
No, I definitely saw a few little tears adding up in her eyes, but she didn't cry.
So cool. And what an experience to be able to do it with her granddaughter and her daughter the first trip. So then you went there and I have not eaten at Crystal Palace. So you guys can tell everybody about that. And also we had a listener, I don't know if you heard that last week, that said if we could remember pricing, if we could announce that just so he can get a better idea for when he wants to come to Disney. If you don't remember, it's no big deal.
We went at breakfast, obviously. It was once again buffet style, had a little bit of everything. I remember that there was specifically a pastry and then kind of like an egg and grits. There were biscuits and gravy, all of that fun stuff, as well as the famous Mickey waffles.
And those are the best, of course.
And my mom, she and I had been really playing those up, and she took the first bite and she said, okay, you're right. This is the best waffle I've ever had. And I have to say, at Crystal Palace, I had never had these. Vicky, have you had the churro waffle?
I think that that's what I had when I was in California at Disneyland.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was a Mickey waffle, but then it had cinnamon and a batter on it that was a little bit different. And it was the churro. You did not need syrup or anything like that with it. It was so incredibly good. And I'm going to be really honest about pricing. I know the first night, Chef Mickey's, I know the total for three people, because again, we were on the dining plan, but our total was close to $220.
Okay.
I have no idea in Crystal Palace. I don't know if I ever even looked at it.
They're usually pretty close based on when I booked for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was around the 180 area. I'm not positive.
And you guys were also breakfast. So breakfast and dinners are always a little bit. Breakfast is usually a little cheaper, and that's true for Cinderella's Castle as well.
And I think my mom had gotten to see, you know, a lot of the characters, but I think her interaction with Piglet was absolutely precious, because Piglet, you know, he's always shy and he's kind of holding his hands up like near his face and standing off. And my mom was like, come here. And he came over to it. It was just so sweet.
Aww.
It was very, very touching.
Very cool. You have your memories also.
Yes, absolutely. And we have a lot of autograph books.
Oh, cool.
We do. So when we left Crystal Palace, it was still a little overcast. It was still I thought it was still pretty chilly. But you could definitely see that the skies were clearing. So we headed to get our traditional picture in front of the castle. Then we headed into Tomorrowland.
Yes.
Typical start.
Yes. While we were in Tomorrowland, I think Nima, which is my grandma, obviously found her favorite ride, which was the People Mover. Can't blame her, you know.
Was that the first ride you guys rode in Tomorrowland?
It is. The only thing was the moving sidewalk was not working. So we had to climb that hill. So that was, you know, different. My mom wanted to be very sure that we didn't get on anything that would make her dizzy or mess with her equilibrium, because she felt like if we did that, then she wouldn't be able to enjoy the rest of the day.
Uh-huh.
So we did the People Mover. And then I think after that, we headed, you know, just we looked around, we saw things, but I think we headed back toward Fantasyland, back behind the castle.
Yes. And then once we got there, me and my mom did the teacups together, which we've done since I was a little girl. I have to admit, since I've gotten older, I can't do the circles as much as I used to be able to. I'm getting dizzy and everything. But that was always fun. And once again, brought back memories from my childhood. So
that's awesome.
Oh, Steve doesn't ride that ride at all. He cannot do around and around. So it was always me and Katie and then Joey. When Joey went last year, I have to say, he can still do the really, really fast. But when Katie was spinning us, I was like, she is definitely growing up.
It is something about age messes with your equilibrium or something. I don't know. So I'm happy that you get to go. I don't usually go on that one unless there's somebody that wants to go on it because, yeah, I think it makes me wonky.
And I think when we left there, is that when we went to the PhilharMagic, Katie? Or did we do the princesses first?
I think we did the princesses first, and then we went to the PhilharMagic.
We went to the princesses. We met Tiana and Rapunzel.
Yes, both of which were beautiful and very, very fun. And I have to say, my nieces absolutely loved the pictures and the autographs that we got. So that was fun to get to come home and show them those to them.
Cool.
We had already kind of walked away. My mom had a very long conversation with Rapunzel about how beautiful she was. So
it's so sweet.
But we were walking away. And then I think after that, we went to the PhilharMagic. And I know we've talked about that before, that attraction, but it's one of my favorites. I know a lot of our guys that do the podcast with us haven't ever stopped and done it, but I think it's amazing. I think in the summer, it was always a great cool down, you know, rest spot, but it's so fun. And Disney does 3D like no one else. And my mom was absolutely amazed. She said, how do they do that?
It's just so fun.
It is.
Very fun.
And then after that, I'm trying to remember. I think at that point, we walked through quite a few of the stores and everything that were around and just working our way back to the front of the park.
And we wanted my mom to see down like Gaston's and to be able to see the Beast's Castle. We did ride Little Mermaid down there. Have to say, I've never been on that ride when I didn't get stuck, but it's okay.
Oh, no.
No, every time I get on, Sebastian says, oh, something has happened to our... I'm like, every time.
Your clamshell will move momentarily.
Yes.
Your clamshell will move. But we rode... I know we rode that. We spent quite a bit of time in the shop, the Big Top shop near Dumbo. We kind of sat down for a while. We watched, you know, just did some people watching. Then we headed back up and rode Winnie the Pooh, because that's one of my absolute favorites.
It's one of my favorites as well.
Katie and I were a little disappointed because we had a DAS pass, the disability pass. And the line that they take you through for Lightning Lane or for DAS, you don't get to play with the walls.
Yeah.
Because the walls are dripping honey. Not really, but it looks like it. We were a little disappointed that we didn't get to play with the walls. But when we came off of Winnie the Pooh, I think that's when we went to Peter Pan.
Yes.
And Katie rode Peter Pan with me, Mom. So I'd love to know, because I did not tell her we were flying. I told her that we were. I said, it'll be just like all the other.
So her reaction was kind of in awe. I think the Peter Pan ride does have a lot of just everything in it. She was fine with the flying and everything. You know, I don't think she panicked at all or anything, but I think she really, really enjoyed it because it's kind of, how do I word this? It's not modern, if that makes sense. So it's very interesting to see the difference.
We set out on this trip to do the iconic original Disney.
Yeah.
So then we kind of got a little surprised because it was President's Day.
Yes.
And I've always heard that President's Day was very crowded. But up until that point, we really had not seen, you know, a larger crowd than I was used to. We came off of Peter Pan. The line for Small World was insane.
It was.
So we were going to go ahead and go back and ride the Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to the Haunted Mansion, the line for Lightning Lane was backed all the way to where you get on the riverboat.
Oh, my. Yeah, I've seen it longer, actually, but yes.
And I mean, that was the Lightning Lane.
Uh-huh.
And when we got near the Hall of Presidents and all that area, you could not move. It was people to people. And I told my mom and Katie, we had planned to do several other things in Magic Kingdom, but I told both of them, we can either come back later and see if the crowd is better, or tomorrow we're going to Epcot and we can just hope for a little less crowd, because it was to the point where it was miserable. And I've been there. I was there on the 4th of Katie and I were there on the 4th of July. We've been there lots during the summer, lots during September break, and I've never seen it like that. And when we got back to our hotel, I was just scrolling some things on Facebook, some of the different things, Walt Disney things that we follow. And apparently Monday was the first time in history that the Lightning Lanes ever sold out for all four parks.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we were right there in the middle.
We were, but I do have to admit, in true Disney fashion, even though there were a ton of people there, everyone was moving smoothly. No one was rude that I experienced.
That's good.
Everyone was super polite, saying, I'm sorry, you know, we're trying our best here, you know, all of that fun stuff. So
you guys then went back later?
We ended up not going back later, which is a whole nother adventure. But
oh, no, that's fine.
No, we did go through the Christmas shop so that we could find Katie her Nightmare Before Christmas shirt.
Yes.
And then we just kind of headed out. We went back to the resort. We rested for a little bit. We talked about what we wanted to do. I gave my mom some options, and my mom wanted to go to Animal Lodge and see the animals.
Oh, cool.
So we drove to Animal Lodge. Let's just say my GPS and Disney are not exactly in sync. I think I need an update or something. So we did some turning around and some different things, but we made it to Animal Lodge. We got super close to the giraffes while they were eating.
Yes.
My mom said, I've never been this close to a giraffe. This is so cool.
Right.
That was the night we ended up going to Target, wasn't it, Katie?
It was, which was a complete other story. There was tons of traffic. And while we were really only probably 15 minutes away, I think it took us an hour to get there, but it's fine.
So we hit Target and Starbucks, and then we came back, and that was the night that we really walked through Pop Century. We ate dinner in the food court. We really walked through and saw all the signs and everything. And we just decided that the Magic Kingdom, just, we were fine with what we had seen, and we were going to go on to Epcot the next day.
Okay. And then you guys were there. It was still the Arts Fest?
So they were switching over. They were putting up, they were covering up some of the Arts Festival booths. They were also putting the topiaries out, but the topiaries weren't spectacular yet because they weren't finished with them, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But Katie got her first experience on the Skyliner.
I did, which I thoroughly enjoyed, I have to admit. I'm not one for heights or anything like that, but I felt super safe in it. And it was cool to see everything below.
And what did Meemaw think?
It was the same way. She said she felt safe. She enjoyed just seeing the sight.
Yeah, I think that most people, I'm not going to say everybody, because I know that one of my clients also, she's a friend, she said one and done. She can't do that anymore. That she'll ride the bus and meet her family wherever they want to meet. But they all loved it. And she was like, I was just waiting to fall. And I'm like, really? Because I forget that I'm up in the air.
Joey is not a fan, but he's not a fan of heights. So, but he'll ride it. But yeah, we all three enjoyed the Skyliner.
Awesome.
So we spent a very long day at Epcot.
We did.
We were there. We were not there for like the rope drop, but we were there very shortly after. When you get off of Skyliner, you come in kind of the back way, I say, through Epcot between France and England.
Mm-hmm.
We came out. We headed over toward England. We got to see Alice in Wonderland. Or Alice, she was there. She was a very animated character as well. She warned us not to follow pink cats because they never took you to good things. She warned us to be very careful if our food or our drinks had notes on it, to be very careful that we read the notes.
That's funny.
She was a very good Alice.
Just to add on to that a little bit, I would say that I think that the Skyliner in the morning is the way to go because we kind of missed all of the huge crowd, if that makes sense. Everybody else coming in the front of the park and we kind of came in the back. So we kind of just missed them completely, I feel like, throughout most of the day. I mean, there was one or two times when it got busy, but other than that, they're really just, for Disney World, wasn't that many people.
Very good. So did you guys then head straight to Remy's?
Well, we walked through England. We spent a lot of time. My mom kept making just comments about things she had seen on TV and, you know, different things. So we spent some time in England and walked through the stores. And then we headed over toward Remy's. I wanted her to ride Remy, but I was also a little concerned because she had said that she didn't want to do anything that might make her dizzy. So while we were waiting for our time for Remy's, I went into one of the shops and bought a little Ratatouille. He's magnetic and he sits on your shoulder. And then we went and we did the Beauty and the Beast sing-along.
Yes, I love that.
So that was very neat. Katie, when she was in high school, was very involved in drama. So I was hoping she liked the, you know, I had already told her, I said, I think you'll really like the lobby area.
I did. I absolutely loved it. Still being a little bit of a drama nerd that I am, seeing all the costumes and everything was very, very interesting to me.
Katie was so funny. She was looking at all of them and making comments, but then she turned around and she said, "The Phantom."
Yes. As a drama child that I am, Phantom of the Opera is always and forever going to be one of my favorites. So seeing that was very, very cool.
That's awesome.
So then we came back out. Katie and I did Remy. Katie, I got to ask, because I love Remy. I think it's one of the best. What was your opinion of Remy?
I do really, really like Remy. However, I have to admit that all of the 3D shows, for whatever reason, messed with my eyes really, really badly. I loved what I could see of it, is how I'll put it. I had to close my eyes a few times because I was getting a little bit motion sickness with the glasses and the turning. But we also have to remember, I get motion sickness very, very easily. I'm just like my father. So that's just something that if you have bad problems with motion sickness, you might want to look at before you ride it.
Well, I can say this because our new show will be over by the time this airs. And that is, they are testing it without the 3D glasses right now.
I think that would have helped me a lot personally.
No, and I'm not usually like that. Like, I can get on Minnie and Mickey's. Those are the same tracks, basically. Mm-hmm. I can do that one and not feel nauseous, but I get nauseous every time I'm on Remy's. And I love it, so I don't want to miss out on it. But you're just like, whoo, I just close my eyes, like you said.
Yeah, you just got to take a few breaths after you get off and feel the cool air and everything. And you're fine after that. But
so you're definitely not alone on that.
And I think when we came out of Remy's, I think this was one of my favorite moments of the whole trip, because there sat my mom with my Remy on her shoulder. And she said, I have talked to so many people. She said, so many people have warned me that I had a mouse on my shoulder. She said, they're just so nice.
That's so fun.
I know. So I think that was definitely one of my favorite moments. It was so cute, because I'm going to be really honest, my mom sitting with a stuffed mouse on her shoulder is really not typical.
No. I thought that she would have put Remy like beside her or in her purse or something, but to come out and see him on her shoulder was a little shocking. It was very cute and very funny, but a little shocking.
It opened her up.
It did.
So I got up early and got us a 7 o'clock queue for Guardians of the Galaxy. So our time was around 12:50. So we were really watching our time. And so we just kind of strolled through a few of the different countries. We went into Mexico because Mexico is one of my favorites, but it was super crowded inside Mexico too.
It was.
I really wanted my mom to get to ride the ride at the back of Mexico, the little boat ride.
Three Caballeros.
Yeah, but it was just a little much inside Mexico. So we came back out. And at that point, Katie and I felt like we needed to head to Guardians. So we left Meemaw and Remy in Italy and showed her some different places. She said she wanted to get a drink. You know, we showed her where the bathrooms were and all that. And we said, it may be a while, but just hang out in this area and we'll be back. And we kind of made a mad dash down the hill to Guardians. For those of you that listen to the podcast, you know that Guardians is my number one top favorite, amazing ride of all times. But I've only always done it through an individual lightning lane. And I don't think I was prepared for the fact that we had the queue, we got there on our time, and we still waited for an hour.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I have to admit, Guardians was my favorite ride as well. I did get motion sickness on it, but it was kind of one of those, oh, well, it is what it is moments. I absolutely loved it. I love the Guardians of the Galaxy movies anyways. So, and even with us waiting in line for an hour, it really didn't feel like it, with all the stuff that you get to watch and see, and they kind of build you up for the ride. It really honestly didn't feel like an hour.
Do you guys remember what song you got?
I know you do, Mom. I had never heard it before.
We got the I Run by the Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, we got that one.
September's the one everybody wants, though.
I got September my very first time, and it was amazing.
Yeah. At least you didn't get Conga. That's the one that I think is the least. I don't understand why they chose that one, but other than that.
Right. For anyone on the podcast who doesn't know, I did warn Katie about the backwards takeoffs, because that I didn't know that when I rode it the first time, but I'm a thrill ride person. So I loved it. But I did warn Katie, I said, okay, we're going to go forward a little bit and then we're about to take off super fast backwards.
Just so everyone knows, I am really not a roller coaster person at all. I don't love roller coasters, but I really, really did like Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's so smooth.
It is. It is.
And then after that, of course, we had to head back up to get to find Meemaw and get Meemaw. It had become a lot more crowded by then. And I wanted, you know, we had walked through a couple more of the cities. We did Frozen. Because Katie had to bring back things from Frozen.
I did. My nieces are obsessed with Frozen. And I was like, if I get one thing on this trip, it's going to be something Frozen.
So, Katie, I also would like for you to tell your experience, your thoughts on Frozen, because Frozen is hyped up a whole lot.
Yes.
And I'm going to be honest. It's not my favorite movie and it's not my favorite ride. It's okay. But I want to know what Katie thought.
You know, used to, before my nieces became obsessed, I used to say that Frozen wasn't my favorite either. But after you've watched it 40 million times, it becomes one of your favorites because you've just seen it so many times. I did really, really enjoy the Frozen ride. Not one of my favorites, but I still enjoyed it thoroughly. The only complaint that I have is I walked all the way through Norway to find a Kristoff. And there was no Kristoff in Norway whatsoever.
Oh, my gosh.
Because that's one of my niece's favorite characters.
That was the one thing that we were all set. I mean, you know, we have got to find a stuffed Kristoff. And I said, oh, no problem. He'll be in Norway.
Right.
No, he's not. Or he wasn't then.
What a letdown.
It was. So if you're going to Norway to find Kristoff, just know.
So then we came down, when we got near the ball, Spaceship Earth, and we got into that area, I felt like the crowds kind of broke up there. I felt like, you know, we didn't have that many crowds in the morning, then we did, and then it was much, much better. It was very amusing because when she was sitting in Italy, my mom said, I've always thought the Epcot ball was so huge. It looks so huge on TV. It's little. And I said, okay. So when we got down there, I said, I mean, we're like literally standing under it.
Yeah.
I said, is it still little? So then we rode Spaceship Earth. I had not been on that ride in such a long time.
Oh, fun.
But I wanted her to have that experience.
Yeah.
And Katie rode that one with her. So
I did. She really, really enjoyed it. The only complaint I have is the picture that they take of you. My face got cut in half. But oh well. Meemaw thoroughly enjoyed it once again, getting to see the historical side of everything, which is super cool for anybody. I would say it's a nice cool down ride. If you're just wanting to go cool down for a little bit, just calm down, that's the ride to go to.
Well, good. I'm glad she liked it.
When we came off of there, we went to the Coca-Cola spot where you get to taste all the drinks. I'm so mean. First thing, I filled Meemaw's cup up with Beverly. Ugh. And she says, this isn't so bad. And I thought, what? I mean, everybody I've ever talked to thinks that it's horrible. But she said it was not very bad. I found one that was new that was from China. And it was an orange,
yes.
Like an orange soda. That's really tasty.
Yes.
It was.
That one's really tasty.
I don't know that I'm going to fly to China to have it, but yeah.
No. No, but we looked around, you know, in a couple of the stores. And then we headed over toward the land and the water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we went through the new Moana part first. Absolutely gorgeous, breathtaking. It's just beautiful. That's all I can say is it's just beautiful.
And I have to admit that Moana is one of my favorite Disney movies to this day. I think that it's wonderful. And walking through there was a lot of fun. The only thing that I wish that I could have done is once again see my niece's faces going through the park. But one day.
One day. And then after that, we headed over to Nemo. We rode in the seas with Nemo, and then we went into the aquarium.
Which is awesome.
Yes, which is absolutely awesome. I was intent on seeing a manatee. Manatees are my favorite animal. Years ago, Katie, Steve, and I swam with manatees. That's a whole nother story because I found out on that trip that I'm claustrophobic. But they did have the manatee. We got to see her eating her lettuce. We got to see very, very close encounters with the dolphins. They had just fed them and they were very playful and they were very just zooming around and coming up and bumping their noses on the glass. That was very cute.
Aww.
And then we took Katie to see her sea turtles, which we did not see.
There were no sea turtles, which was a little sad, but I understand it. So, but I have to say the dolphin was super cool. She was doing her laps super up close and everything. And the manatee was very, very close as well. So I was super happy to see that.
And so then we kind of got a backstage on that one. The escalators and the elevator were broken. You could walk down the escalator and walk up the escalator, but it wasn't moving. And so then we went to the elevator and the elevator wasn't moving. We had done a ton of walking and I felt like my mom really needed one or the other.
Right.
So they told us, that's fine. We'll get you on an elevator. So we were kind of taken back behind the scenes and got to go back and ride an elevator in the back.
Nice.
We got to see the place where they do like the big conferences. And she said people got married there. I was not aware of that. Yeah. But there's a huge ballroom back there. It's really pretty.
That's nice. Well,
you can kind of see into Coral Reef Restaurant from there. So I guess if you get married, that's all kind of, you know, your stage. I mean, it's very beautiful.
It is.
You got a behind the scenes tour and didn't even know you were going to do it.
Right. Then we headed to the land. Katie and I did Soarin'. I really, really wanted my mom to do Soarin', and I showed it to her on YouTube before we left. I explained it to her, but she just didn't feel comfortable getting on Soarin'. So Katie and I got on Soarin', and Katie, I'll let you tell about our little girl because that was so cute.
Oh, we met a little girl that was right in front of us in line, and she was super, super excited to be at Disney World, was a little nervous about soaring, but we ended up talking to them until we got on the ride. And then she did have a little freak out at the beginning of soaring, but by the time we were done, she was so happy and just jumping up and down and, can we do it again, Mom? And super cute.
And for me, Soarin' is just one of the most relaxing rides in the world. I feel like I'm flying, but I feel like it's just a super relaxing, you know, just peaceful experience.
It is. And just so everyone knows, I was wearing Crocs that day. So I just Crocs in four-wheel drive and we were fine with takeoff and everything. My phone was in the compartment. So if you're wearing sandals and stuff, you should be fine. And your phone is fine under the part, just so everyone knows.
I was confused when we were in line because there was a lady who had a wagon. She had her kids in the wagon and she had a bunch of stuff in the wagon. And I wasn't really clear on how the wagon got through the line. And it took a long time to get the wagon settled. I mean, we were like waiting for departure while they were settling the wagon. So I wasn't real sure about what was going on there. But we came off of Soarin' and we went upstairs to eat at Garden Grill.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was super cute. We had Farmer Mickey. We had Chip and Dale.
And Pluto.
I specifically picked that one because of Chip and Dale. Because, you know, I was looking for the older, traditional, basic Disney. And my mom, you know, recognizes, obviously, Chip and Dale. The food was very good. The steak had this sauce on it that was amazing. It was family style. I was a little surprised when we got that bill. Again, we were on the dining plan and it was fine.
Right.
But it was $240.
Yes.
I would never pay again that much for that restaurant. It was fine. We had a good time. The food was good, but I would not do that one again.
I'm in agreement. Once again, the food was very, very good. But once we saw the bill, we were all kind of like, oh, okay. I'm glad that we're on the dining plan.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, maybe this is just me, but what we got, I don't think was worth it. And just so everyone knows, y'all might know that the restaurant does spin a little bit. Since we've been talking about motion sickness and stuff, I did not get motion sick unless I looked at one area while we were still moving. So as long as you pay attention to your meal and your family, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. It's so slight. You have to be looking for it. Yeah. That's how I felt, Rebecca. And I felt really bad because it's Chrissy and Matt's. So it's like in their top restaurant choices.
Right.
And I was like, man, maybe I should go again and try. I don't know. But I was just, I'm glad to hear somebody else say that.
Yeah. One of my other favorite experiences happened though there. Dale was extremely animated and extremely interested in Katie.
Yes. Yes.
He did several little dances for Katie and Katie's face turned bright red. And then he just kept standing behind her and like moving from side to side.
No, no.
It was cute.
I was.
Aw.
It was cute. So then we went down and rode the land so that we could see where our food came from or where part of our food came from. I always have enjoyed the land. I know Katie loves plants. So what did you think, Katie? Because did we ride it when you were little? I can't remember.
I think we did ride it when I was little. I don't remember all of it, but I do remember certain parts of it. As a plant person, absolutely obsessed with it. I don't know if you know, you guys know this or not, but Disney World actually has produced the largest tomato plant in the world there. And I got to see that. So that was awesome. With my boss, I really help her in the garden quite a bit and everything. So it was cool seeing some of their ideas. Not that I'm going to copy them or anything, just I don't have the capabilities of doing so. Very interesting to see how they did all of that.
But you can, those things that they have, those white tubes, those can be purchased. I don't know where else, but I know for sure through Juice Plus. And I know our nurse sells that because she sold us our subscription to that. And I want to get one of those because she grows her own fresh vegetables over the winter and they're just very cool. She has two or three of them. And obviously that could get a little pricey and a lot of work, but she says it's great. And she, you can grow many different kinds of plants in that one tube coming out all those little holes and stuff. So she has fresh lettuce all winter long and stuff like that. But yeah, that's a really cool ride.
It is.
And so then when we got off there, a new fun fact, I love Snow White. I love Eeyore and Winnie the Pooh, but I have a special place in my heart for Figment because he's big and he's purple and he's funny. So we headed to Figment and they told us that something was wrong and the ride was not working. I was so sad. So we went around to the gift shop so that I could purchase purple Figment things. And when we came back out, it was working again. So we rode Figment.
Yay.
Yay.
Just to include in that, when we went to the shop before we actually got on the ride, Joy was there from Inside Out, which I loved because I also love Inside Out. So if you're looking for her, that's where she's at sometimes. So
Figment had already gone to bed. I didn't get my picture with Figment, but I will next time. So after we rode that, we were pretty tired by then. It was getting pretty late. And we had decided we were going to take the monorail back to Magic Kingdom and ride the bus because we were not about to climb that hill again and go all the way back to the Skyliner. So we started down, and about the time we started down, they started not the fireworks, but the part where they light up the ball with the songs and all of that. And I could have sat there forever and watched. And Katie was like, I'm going back. I'm going back to our room. If you want to stay, stay. So I didn't do that. But then I got another highlight because, you know, I've seen on YouTube, sometimes the Muppets take over, sometimes different, you know, right, characters. Figment took over and lit the entire spaceship Earth purple. And I have a picture of it. And I sent it to Steve and I said, look, just for me.
Yes. And actually, instead of the bus taking us back to Magic Kingdom, we actually rode the ferry this time, which I think was a first for all of us. I have to say I'm a person that gets seasick pretty easily and I did not feel anything on there. So
it's magical.
It is. I love coming up and, you know, the castle at first looks so far away and you're just coming up and you can see it. It was nighttime. So the castle was all lit up. It was beautiful.
Very cool.
So then we headed back to our room, you know, got some good rest because we knew we were driving 8 hours the next day.
So Meemaw enjoyed her first visit to Disney.
She did. And the other day I was speaking with her on the phone and she said, well, the next time I go. And I thought, oh, really? So I do think she did say that she would never go as frequently as I go, but that she would like to go back sometime.
That's what my mom, she wants to do the every other year plan, but this is Oh no, we took her last March. So it should be 2025. We'll see. She was, cause Kayla's like, are you ready to go? She goes, I don't want to go in those crowded times though. I want to go in one of the slower times. And we're like, good luck.
Well, and yeah, I don't know. I've been watching the crowd calendars and been watching, you know, updates. I don't think that their predictions are still correct.
Mm-mm, no.
I think those predictions are based on pre-COVID.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy for sure. Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time because I know you had to get back because Katie had to work, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And where do you work, Katie? Do you work in a greenhouse or something?
No, I actually work at a cattery, which is where we breed Thai cats for pet. And I am one of two managers there. So I really, really did need to get back because our other manager was actually on a cruise at the same time.
Oh, my goodness.
We really try not to schedule vacations at the same time, but it ended up just happening this time. So unfortunately, we did have to get back. But I do wish that we could have stayed a couple more days.
Dave's more for next time.
Absolutely.
Well, I am so glad you guys went. It looked like a great trip. We were just all worried about you. We were talking about that when we were recording the show that one first night because we're like, oh no, she's there and the crowds are supposed to be awful. And then you confirm that. So that's, you know.
Yeah.
So thanks so much though for sharing your trip because I'm glad you were able to have some magic even with the crowds.
All right. So we just want to give a shout out to our listeners. Thank you for listening and allowing us to share a little Disney magic. I'm going to give a personal shout out. I hope that Ari and Alora are able to listen to our podcast and hear their Aunt Katie on the air and start planning their next trip to Disney. If you're interested in being a guest on our show or have a question or a comment, just text us at 636-373-4497. You can check us out on our social media account, The Mousecapades Podcast on Facebook. And again, if you would like a free quote, contact Vicki or me, Rebecca, at 636-373-4497.
Be sure to listen to Wednesday's show when we dish all the latest rumors and news and chat with the gang. And as always, thanks for listening to the number one podcast that entertains that space between your ears, the Mousecapades and More podcast. Well, girls, I think it's about that time. Disney love.
Second star to the right.
Have a magical day, my friends.